Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches transform a limit into limitless. Has someone told you, no, you can't do that? Worst yet, did you believe it? As witches, many of us have been pushed down and even reviled. Here I want to share some ideas that startled me. I was talking to a friend recently. He had just read a screenwriting book by a man with dyslexia. Now, I can relate to that because I have dyslexia. My friend was surprised that the author of the book had not read screenwriting books due to his dyslexia. Still, this book author earns a good living as a screenwriter. The interesting point is the dyslexic screenwriter wrote a book that is, wait for it, easy to read. My friend said this author transformed a limit into limitless, and that phrase sticks with me. And now I have 3 insights for you. Number 1, work with a limit and find new possibilities. First, we need to look at, what is a limit? It's a perception. When I was about 10 years old, I had a feeling I'd like to be a writer. But year after year, teachers would use the red pen of death upon my papers. They said I needed lots of writing classes and to study hour after hour to make my writing better. I was already having trouble. It was so hard to read. The teachers did nothing to show me that one can be a writer while dealing with dyslexia. These teachers said nothing about the separation between writing, editing, and proofreading. As I got D's and F's, I thought, how am I going to do anything with writing? In 2012, the god and goddess repeatedly gave me intuitive thoughts. It wasn't like it was a sentence in my mind. It was more of like a feeling. The message was, start a blog. I had a lot of fear, and I talked about this with friends. I said, dyslexic, hello? I mean, how could I start a blog? How could I write material that was clear enough? I needed help. So my sweetheart and friends said they would help me. And this leads us to the next step. The second insight is, discover truth in collaboration. So what is truth in collaboration? I notice that intuition provides different answers to different people. For example, I know 2 screenwriters, and they are both good collaborative partners. One, well, talks a lot, but he's good at writing dialogue. The other one comes up with a compelling, big idea or a story. Together they push each other to make their writing better. Now, when do witches collaborate? We talk to each other. We compare spells, rituals, and different meditation sessions. And we share what has worked for us as individuals. For example, coven members often work together. They help each other learn and grow. When you work in a coven, certain coven members often specialize in different things, like herbs, potions, tarot, and more. I've talked about truth in collaboration. The truth is, because I'm dyslexic, I've needed to collaborate with others. It's really helped me improve as a writer and grow deeper as a person. Now I have some thoughts about transforming limit to limitless. In my experience, my limit was dyslexia. My transformation was to limitless. That is, with the help of editors, I've written 9 books that have been published. Here's another one of my limits. I can't read a script aloud, so I've transformed that to limitless. At this moment, I'm sharing with you the 103rd episode of my podcast. I record this material and then go back and do a lot of audio editing. At this moment, these podcast episodes have inspired nearly 14,000 downloads. I really share this because it surprises me. Now, if I had to read a script, I would have never done this. So it's about me recording pieces at a time and editing things together. To talk about getting beyond limits means a lot to me. I've learned collaboration is great because you can help one another and grow stronger along the path. And now our third insight. Experience true collaboration with the gods. Let's pause for a moment. Where do great ideas come from? They come from within you and from the gods. The gods give us the intuition and the knowing. I notice when the gods want me to receive a message, they keep repeating it. It can be an idea that just won't leave me alone. I notice that if it's a good idea from the gods, it's something positive for you and for helping others. At this point, I want to make a distinction. Some ideas that are only centered on you are coming from that part of you many people call the ego. So this is that fragile, scared part of you. As I said, it's called the ego. So the big difference is, the God's point of view encompasses everything. Not only do they want you to thrive, but they want you to serve and help others. So earlier in this podcast, we talked about how the gods guided me to start a blog. Later, after many posts with my blog, I went on to do podcast episodes. So the gods knew I was going to have a progression. For example, 10 years ago, if you would ask me, could I imagine writing a blog or books or even recording podcast episodes? I would have said, other people can do that, not me. I found it helpful to notice that the gods give you guidance so that you take the next few steps. Once you're in that new place, they give you guidance to take steps. This is how the gods collaborate with us. They give us guidance, step by step. Now, you could communicate with the gods by opening up a channel of communication through meditation. You can also use divinatory tools, like the tarot. To pull this all together, you collaborate with the gods by doing meditation, rituals, tarot, or other divinatory practices. You could even have prayers and chants, and then you can receive impressions and intuitive thoughts. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, work with a limit and find new possibilities. The second insight is, discover truth in collaboration. And the third insight is, experience true collaboration with the gods. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, goddesshasyourback.com, and moonwatersilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.